Two U.S. Army drill instructors and their commander were arraigned today before a military judge at the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. The three are charged in a sexual abuse scandal that has rocked the Army. Two of the men are accused of rape and other sexual abuses. A third is charged with violating orders and threatening a female soldier. Sexual harassment charges surfaced at the Maryland Training Center last month, and the scandal soon spread to other Army bases. Officials have vowed a full investigation to try to prevent future misconduct. Today's arraignments were the first time the accused have faced a military court. From Aberdeen, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Staff Sergeant Delmar Simpson, a drill instructor at Aberdeen, sat still and straight, dressed in his crisp military suit, his Class A's, answering only, "Yes, ma'am," when asked by military judge Linda Webster if he understood the charges. Simpson faces 9 counts of alleged rape of 3 female soldiers and other charges, including attempted rape, forcible sodomy, and assault. Sergeant Simpson's unit commander, Captain Derek Robertson, also arraigned today, is charged with 1 count of rape, indecent assault, and conduct unbecoming an officer. Staff Sergeant Nathaniel Beach faces lesser charges. Under military rules, commanders aren't allowed to have sexual relations with subordinates. All 3 men declined today to enter pleas, not unusual under military law. George Mercer is the spokesman for Aberdeen.
These charges are very, very serious. Of course, as in the civilian world, the accused are innocent until proven guilty, and they have to go through the entire legal procedure.
And today was the start of that lengthy procedure. Tentative trial dates were set for February and March. If found guilty of rape, Sergeant Simpson and Captain Robertson could face life in a military prison. All day, the military-appointed lawyers for the defendants wrangled with Army prosecutors over whether potential jurors should be blocked from news coverage about the case and whether the military chain of command should be restrained from talking to the media. Judge Webster has yet to rule on those motions. As the Army tries to work through the fallout of what could be its worst sex abuse scandal, the regimented life for the more than 2,000 trainees at Aberdeen grinds on. This 20-year-old soldier, interviewed outside the mess hall, has been at Aberdeen for only 8 weeks. She says she's puzzled why the accusers waited to come forward, especially, she says, because everyone has to go through seminars on preventing and reporting sexual harassment.
Well, it's upsetting to know that people can say, "Well, he raped me and she raped me," and then they come forward, you know, 6-7 months later, when this is something that we talk about all the time. You know, I'm surprised nobody knew about it earlier and could say something.
But the reason many didn't say something sooner, Army officials now admit, was fear, and in some cases, outright intimidation. According to court documents, Sergeant Simpson allegedly told one female soldier under his care, quote, "I'm going to knock your teeth out and get away with it." The young Army recruits, many just out of high school and basic training, come to Aberdeen to learn how to repair and maintain military equipment and other tasks that keep the Army running. For many, it's their first real taste of Army life. Aberdeen Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Riesco says the allegations of misconduct, if true, undermine the cornerstone of all military operations.
There's a trust and confidence that soldiers have when they've come under leadership, and that's a basic premise throughout the Army, because in combat, you have to trust your leader to tell them to do the right thing. And it starts all the way from basic, all the way up to when you're in a unit. That basic trust and confidence has been violated severely in this case, and that's something we just can't have.
The scandal at Aberdeen soon highlighted other cases of sex abuse in the Army. Last month, an instructor at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri was discharged for sexual misconduct, and a hotline set up at Aberdeen has fielded dozens of complaints of sexual harassment from soldiers at bases across the country. Others here could also face charges. At Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, this is Eric Westerveld.